is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set?
Cocked, locked, blissed.
Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast at GCN. Tim Starks is in the studio with me, Studio A. Welcome, Tim Starks.
Thank you, Vinny, and I'm blissed and ready.
Tim is CEO of Midwest Innovators, and Joel Skousen is on with us this morning. Welcome, Joel Skousen.
Thank you, Vince. It's good to be with you. Good to be with you, Tim.
Hey, Joel, why don't we start with your brief on world affairs? Why don't we start with some of the current threats that we should be concerned with?
Well, that's really good to begin there, Vince, because, you know, someone who does, you know, I write this world affairs briefing every week, comes out every Friday, where I give my analysis of what's going on in the world. People can see it at worldaffairsbrief.com. But it really dovetails with my work in preparedness. I've consulted with people on high security residents and retreats and strategic relocation for almost 40 years now. And I always ask people when they call me, you know, what are the threats that you perceive? And 95% say the fear of economic collapse. That mm-hmm. seems to be what's driving the movement right now. And I think it's, let me just be very clear, as a free market economist, you know, the economy is in very, very bad shape, and I'm certainly no cheerleader for the state of the economy. But nevertheless, we have a very manipulated economy, and we have a very powerful Federal Reserve and Treasury Department that has been pumping in money. And so as I've looked at the claims specifically of imminent economic collapse or the collapse of the dollar or hyperinflation, those seem to be the three things. I find them wanting in their understanding of what I call the powers to be. They really don't understand the agenda and the mechanism by which the collapse would have to occur and why that's unlikely given the present maneuvers of the Fed. So let me explain it this way. First of all, let's talk about the threat of hyperinflation. Now, most people say, correctly so, that the Federal Reserve is out of ammunition except for inflation. That's the only tools they've got left. The interest rates are almost zero in terms of interbank loan rates, and they have all of this money that they've been pumping out there. And so what about the threat of hyperinflation? Well, there's two things you've got to have hyperinflation. One, you've got to have a fairly modest money supply that you can double and triple in a year. And hyperinflation countries like Weimar Germany or Zimbabwe have done just that. tremendous rates of inflation. But the other thing that nobody seems to catch, Vince, is that you've got to have an automatic injection mechanism by government to help people keep up with inflation in order to get to hyperinflation. In other words, if we started to get 20% inflation here in the United States, could you raise your salary 20% in a year? Could I? Could 90% of the people? No. Because unlike Weimar Germany and Zimbabwe, there wasn't this mechanism whereby everybody got automatic indexed increases. That's the only way that Germans ended up with wheelbarrows full of million-dollar right marks. How do you accumulate that? Because the government's increasing or indexing everybody's salaries automatically. And that's how you get hyperinflation. We don't have that mechanism in the United States. So if you started to hyperinflate, you'd get stagflation, which we had in the 70s, meaning that inflation outstrips people's ability to adjust. And then the economy starts coming down. It doesn't hyperinflate. It goes into deflation. While there's still some price inflation, the economy starts to go down. So without those two things, the small money supply and an automatic injection mechanism by government to increase people's, you can't have hyperinflation. And in addition, the Fed shows no tendency to increase what they're doing, inflation over the real level of 10%. In other words, we've got real inflation, according to John Williams of Shadow Stats, about 6 to 8%. And the government says, of course, it's 2%, which is lying and manipulated. But you see, if they can maintain inflation with all these bailouts below 10%, there's not going to be a collapse of either the dollar or hyperinflation. Now, there are a lot of internet rumors, people claiming to be insiders in DHS or other people saying that the government's trying to collapse the economy. And I say that's as bogus as a $3 bill. If they're trying to collapse the economy, what's stopping them? All they got to do is pull the money supply and the economy collapses. All they got to do is stop printing. So you see, why aren't they doing it now? And how difficult is that if they're trying to collapse the economy? I just don't buy it. In fact, I think there's every indication that the government is trying to prolong things, keep things from collapsing until war comes and war gives them cover, because then it's not our fault the economy collapsed. The war did it.
And well, you know, it's hard to disagree with the war component, Joel Skousen, because you're exactly right. As we look at war, we say it just happened, and we don't look at the actual causes. And now we're in a war, and we have to fight the war. So I agree with that. War is inevitable in terms of the fix for the mess that we're in. I really believe that, and I believe that there are a lot of things that are leading to war. But there's so many threats that we have, and the economy is one of them, and the environment is another one. The toxins and the fluoride in the water supply and Fukushima. I mean, there are so many threats.
The critical question is this. Are they lethal threats to the world situation or the world economy or even the U.S. economy? And except for nuclear war, they are not lethal threats. And the reason I say nuclear war is that, you know, Americans really have never experienced war on our shores after the Civil War. And Americans just really have an overconfidence that our government's just going to keep handling things. We've never been attacked, and we won't ever be attacked, and that's simply not going to be true. The way that we see Russia and China becoming much more aggressive now is the thought of and a harbinger of what they intend. They're both doing massive rearmament while the United States disarms. And I think, unfortunately, with disarmament, as in World War I and World War II, the government is really setting us up for this war, which, unfortunately, I think is going to be a nuclear war. And in setting us up, Vince, what I mean by that is they've got a globalist agenda about war. Now, they've been trying to globalize the world and talk everyone into it, but there's a tremendous amount of resistance to a global government, global control, having to go to Brussels, you know, to litigate every wetlands violation or something. People aren't going to stand for it. But if you give people a war whereby they feel completely vulnerable, I mean, that's the whole method behind 9/11 and this phony war on terror, is give people an unending war on terror, and we can drive them, stampede them out of their fundamental rights. But it still is going to take more than that to actually get rid of those rights, to get rid of Second Amendment rights, to get rid of property rights. And I'm afraid that what they seem to be setting up for is that they'll continue to bully the world, as the U.S. is doing by intervening around the world, until Russia and China say enough. We're going to stop the bully of the world. And they'll use a trigger event. It could either be in something like Ukraine that continues to fester, or more likely it's going to be North Korea. Got to be some reason why they continue to play permissive with North Korea. I think they know that that's going to be the real trigger event of World War III.
Hey, Joel, I got a question for you on the economy. Do you think maybe they're trying to do an economical collapse among the middle class, maybe? I agree with you. I don't think they want to collapse their control.
Remember, economies never collapse. Never. They all go to a survival level. Because, you see, with individuals, never stop trying to figure something out or to maneuver. They just don't lay down and die. When there's something you can go out on the street and barter or sell, economies never actually collapse except during devastating wars. Now, so we shouldn't really use the collapse. Are they trying to weaken the middle class? Of course. And that's what a lot of this regulation is about. That's a lot of these, the healthcare reform, the Obamacare, is going to really devastate the middle class and suck a lot of money out of it. And that makes them less effective because the middle class is where the resistance is to big government. That's where entrepreneurial destabilize them, suck money out of them. I can go along with that. That's certainly provable and something they are doing.
Yeah, and I would say that that's where the biggest resistance, like you said, is going to come from the middle class. The other people with their hands out are going to sign and give up whatever to get anything for free, and it's the middle class. It's the independent people that are going to stand up for their rights.
That's right. And that's why they keep, you know, they have to use tremendous crises to drive these people. Look at what they did at the bailout. You know, this whole economy is going to collapse if we don't bail out the big banks. And it wouldn't have. In fact, what would have happened is the big banks would have failed, and that was mostly what I call the speculative economy. These banks were not really loaning into the economy anymore. They, in fact, all their mortgage-backed securities have been bought up and sold elsewhere. They've been reimbursed already, in large, except for the bigger banks that were holding these and had CDS derivative contracts that were guaranteed. They were at risk of this. But this really was a bailout of the big banks. It wasn't a bailout of the economy. And the economy really hasn't recovered.
Joel Skousen, why do you think that the powers that be want to weaken the middle class? What is in it for them to do that to us?
Well, you know, there's nothing more symbolic of that, though, than their absolute driving force of allowing illegal immigration to continue to flood this country. I mean, that waters down the vote of the middle class. The middle class vote is Republican. And even though it's not extremely knowledgeable, it still is basically conservative and it's Republican. And that's why this multicultural agenda watering down the voting and demography and the culture of the United States is very, very important. So
we have minority
conflicts here and clashes between
us. Hold that thought.
To imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joel Skousen's with us. Tim Starks is in Studio A. I'm Vin Finelli. Joel, you were mentioning weakening the middle class. Tim, you had some thoughts?
Yeah, you know, we know that they're wanting to weaken the middle class. And one of the things I think that's really important as far as preparing in the middle class as a middle class person is the staying out of debt. You see a lot of people that are just, I mean, they're taking this debt cycle and just taking it up to levels that are unprecedented. I think this makes you more vulnerable and is going to make it to where you will fall from the middle class to the, you know, to what they want, the agenda.
Joel, your thoughts?
Well, you know, I completely agree with Tim on that. It's very important to understand that the middle class is continuing to search for high value returns in the paper markets, whether it's stocks or whether it's IRAs or 401ks and other things. And they've got to understand that if we're going to have war of the type that's going to bring down the economy and it's going to destabilize all of the electronic systems with an EMP strike and the other things that accompany nuclear war, anything you've got in paper markets is gone. So I believe in developing a strategy of preparedness of eliminating your future need for money. And most of that is done by stockpiling. In other words, if you can start to stockpile the things that you normally use, so that in a time of crisis, believe me, in a war crisis of what I think we're going to be facing, there's going to be no economy. And that means instant social unrest. It may not recover for 6 months to a year, even to a point where we're getting shipments in from California again or from other places, and people are going to have to be self-sufficient. And that means no going to Walmart. Those stores will be cleaned out in 2 or 3 days. It means that you've got to stockpile those things, and that is a very viable strategy. If there is any other monetary strategy, I do believe in stockpiling silver coins, especially the silver dollars. I think they'll have the best barter value because they're recognizable, they're big, fat, and heavy, and people can, you can say, talk people in, they're worth $30. It's going to be very difficult to get change for a $2,000 gold coin. So I really recommend, junk silver, especially silver dollars, the primary barter tool, and stockpiling cash, too. As long as the Fed is keeping inflation under 10%, you can afford to stockpile cash and keep it for a rainy day, because cash will be king in the initial days of a war when the government isn't effective at all. It isn't distributing anything or bailing out anything anymore. It's going to be what you got in your pocket and what you got to trade and barter. And by the way, stockpiling foods, rice, for example, is the ultimate food barter tool. It doesn't need any preparation. You can give a handful of rice to people, and they can survive. They don't need a wheat grinder to do it. But being able to have stockpiles of anything from, duct tape to screws. Can you imagine what grabber screws will use worth someday for people who need to fix things that Home Depot's cleaned out? And, nuts and bolts and glues. Glues you just can't home manufacture. These types of things make great barter items as well.
There was a hardware store that was going out of business in Virginia, and they had this whole aisle of bins, these plastic bins, 1 foot by 1 foot, actually 1 foot cubes, and they had nuts, bolts, screws, washers, all kinds of fasteners. And I asked the store owner what he wanted for the whole thing, and it was easily 20 feet long. And I've got them in the studio. Tim, you can see these fastener containers, and I keep all kinds of stuff in them. I have them in the garage, I have them in the basement, I've got them everywhere. And I bought all the screws and thousands of pounds of screws, nuts, and bolts. And I paid $1,000 for it.
Wow. Well worth the money.
That's a great deal, then.
So,
great deal.
So what I'm trying to share, Joel, is I'm trying to put an exclamation point on what you just said about, the barter value. So I don't think I'll ever have to buy nuts, bolts, and screws in my lifetime. And I have enough to barter with friends and the investment. I mean, you can't buy a washer for one penny. A washer today is at least 7 cents for a small washer, right?
That's right.
Yes.
So I've probably got $20,000 or $30,000 worth of stuff. Now, it's not like I negotiated with this man and said, no, I'm not going to give you that. I asked him how much he wanted, and I paid him what he wanted.
You know, one of the other things here, we talk about the stockpiling, and I agree with you on this wholeheartedly, but one thing I think we need to make sure we don't ignore, and that's the activism that we need to take and preserve the ability and the right to stockpile. You hear all these laws about people wanting to pass laws that you can't do this and can't stock, food, and they want to be able to, you can only have so much. So one thing that's important is to preserve that right to be able to prepare and stockpile.
Joel Scouse is with us. Tim Stark's in the studio. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Joel Skousen, we have so many threats facing us, and I got to tell you, that we have a meetup every Monday at a restaurant called Ziggy's in Springfield, Missouri, and we talk about these things. And what I'm hearing is so many people want to get out of the high-density population areas. They want to get out of where they live, and they want to move away from what they perceive the problem is. Are you seeing that in your travels also?
Before I answer that, Vince, let me address one thing very quickly that Tim brought up before the break, and that is about maintaining the right to be able to stockpile and store and, you know, against confiscation by government. Unfortunately, we have already lost that right. In the 1950 law about military, well, I forgot what the exact law is now. It basically says that you, whenever the government deems something in short supply, it becomes a crime of hoarding to have it. So all they have to do is say food is in short supply, and now it becomes a crime to hoard. So that right is already gone. I believe very strongly that people have to develop concealment strategies in their home security situation in order to conceal rooms, storerooms, and other areas and safe rooms and things from government eventual confiscation. Now, going back to that question about relocation, it is true, and I point this out in my book, Strategic Relocation, that the biggest threat is not necessarily war, destruction, terrorism, earthquake. Your biggest threat is high-density population areas. Because in any crisis of a shortage, it's the people competing with you for food, water, electricity, et cetera, that are going to be the great crisis, especially when things are cut off. In high-density population areas, there's virtually almost no possibility of self-sufficiency, either with electricity, either with growing food or gardens, even if people knew how, which they don't anymore. Even farmers out in the countryside mostly go to the store for their food. So we've got a real problem in the nation of having high-density populations where within 2 or 3 days you have everybody becomes an enemy, not because they become bad people necessarily, but because they're desperate and they go into a panic situation.
You know, Joe, I've seen that first. I've seen that firsthand in Katrina. My company was hired to provide services, and I was just talking about this last night that I never ever thought or could imagine I would see someone or a city in the United States people conduct themselves like they did during that disaster. And it was a very short time that it took place. It didn't take very long before the humanity of mankind in that area just went downhill. It was unbelievable the things that went on down there. And you're exactly right. It's that heavily populated area.
You know, unfortunately, making a living is inversely proportional to safety. I know that you've got to be generally, for most people, to make a living within the high-density population areas. So I take a fairly realistic look. Even though I talk about certain areas being safer than others, I hate for people to think, just tell me, Joel, and I get this all the time, you know, tell me where the safe places are and I'll go. I feel it's just not that simple. Can you survive where it's safe? I mean, the greatest safety is where there's zero people and you're completely isolated. But even then, you've got a problem because self-sufficiency, you know, whether it's solar, generators, all those types of things are fairly complex, modern equipment. They require maintenance. They require parts. And so it's almost impossible to do self-sufficiency, and it becomes more costly the further you get away from your sources of supply and repair. Now, that's why I obviously, you know, expect and encourage people to develop skills to maintain their things. But even some of this equipment nowadays is too sophisticated for people to maintain. You either got to stockpile spares and know how to replace them, et cetera. But, you know, the biggest mistake that people made in Y2K, where I was advising on the Gary North blog about, I said, you know, don't get beyond your financial lifeline. But everybody was saying the end of the world is coming, got to bail out. And I was getting calls and consultations 2 years even after Y2K, people saying, all right, I've run out of money. I'm out here in Hodunksville, and I just don't have any more money to maintain my self-sufficiency. What do I do? And I said, you got to go back into the city, reestablish your lifeline financially and your job situation, and then do this in a way that is sustainable. And that's why there is no one solution for everyone. People have climate restrictions, they have health restrictions, they have altitude restrictions, they have family pressures, they have job restrictions. And so, you know, relocating for security is a very complex decision. It has to be done, because if I'm right about nuclear war coming someday, what keeps you in the urban areas for a job is not going to exist someday. And so for most people, what I suggest is a contingency plan. That is, I talk about how to relocate within the urban areas, getting out into the periphery of the urban areas so that you're not stuck in the middle of a maelstrom of humanity that's gone into a panic social unrest mode. but that you're on the outskirts of society and you commute into where you need to so that you can be some of the first ones out, and then you have a staged retreat to other areas, and, you know, depending on people's financial resources, they can either join forces with other people. I do think that people need, at a minimum, some place that's got growable, tillable land so that they can grow a garden. And I always try to specify that they make sure that you can get a basement in that land so that whatever you stockpile and store that you can do in concealed basement space, it's almost impossible to hide things above ground for any long period of time if somebody's really coming in and searching. And for people who have more assets, you know, I recommend getting a retreat even in the mountains or someplace where if you can't grow because of social unrest, you just have to leave the area until the social unrest moves past or it settles down enough that you can come back in and grow. And growing that first year of a famine is going to be difficult because if you're growing within range of visible range of people, you're going to have 20 or 30 people camped out around your garden waiting for that stuff to get ripe, and it's just going to be impossible to harvest without, you know, confrontation or having those produce stolen even while they're green. You know, they look ripe and people start taking it. So, you know, getting growable area that's not visible from people, that's not off the beaten track, that's not in the subdivision, is really important towards, you know, preparing for this social unrest scenario.
You know, with the modern age of the internet and the ability to be able to start your business out of your home and to get away places like that and run a business, I think it makes it easy for people to do that. But what do you think about the other vulnerability that they put themselves into relying on the internet if the internet ever went down? Do you think that the advantages of getting to the rural areas and operating your small business from the internet and being there ready to go far outweighs the possibility of the internet going down?
Well, I think the internet going down is an absolute certainty. How long? It won't stay down. I mean, it will come back up. The problem is when the world starts to knit itself back together, and I might just digress just a minute here into what I believe powers that be are at in terms of bringing this war upon us, is that they'll actually you know, come out of their bunkers, which they had prepared, and believe me, the government has built some brand new bunkers in about four or five places around it. They know that this war is coming. They don't build bunkers a quarter mile underground because of the threat of terrorism. When they come out of their bunkers, they're going to stampede the world into a new world order by saying, rightly so, the United States military has been decapitated in this nuclear first strike. And so our only possibility of saving ourselves is to join together as all these Western nations with the remnants of what we have into a militarized global government. And that's when I think we lose our freedom. Is that just like in 9/11, they stampeded us into losing our constitutional rights. A nuclear war will drive people into a panic mode, just do anything to save us government, and they'll be able to talk us into a global government because it will be militarized. And it's our only way now that the U.S. military has been decapitated, which is, I think, what they intend to do. If anybody's listening to my voice that's in the military, remember, when this war comes, you don't want to be in the military because the government is not going to protect you.
And you know, you speak about these underground, you know, bunkers in these nice places. We're not very far from a very nice one here. They built,
that's right.
I'm sure you've heard of the Pensmore Mansion. So,
yes, well, of course, that's so high profile, that's really vulnerable. And that's why I really, in all my consultations and design of high security structures over the year for people around the world, I always emphasize make it look natural, normal. You don't have these, you know, massive castle-like appearances and fortress-like appearances. I specialize in, you know, designing shutters that are concealed. If you have shutters on a home so that it's not obvious. If you do any high security stuff like bulletproofing thing, it's done concealed so that it looks like a normal house from the outside and the inside, and you just can't see this stuff. I think it's very, very important not to put a big target on yourself, because I'll tell you, they can always roll up a bigger tank. You know, you can't defend yourself if you put up a big sign, you know, this is the redoubt, I'm a fortress, you know, come and get me. I believe in getting away from it, learning to hide it, even when social arrest comes. even if you can't get out into a rural farm and you're in a subdivision and things, if you got a basement and things, you can do a safe room the cheapest possible way in the basement and conceal it so that if you got a mob coming down the street, just leave the doors open, get everything out and down into the safe room, get all your family down in there, button up, let them come in and take a little bit of what they want and let them move on to the next place. You know,
On target. That's one of the things that I teach is that if the enemy knows you're there, they're going to get you out. One way or another, they're going to get you out. So the best thing is to have the concealed safe place to go that they don't even know that you're there. You're right.
Right. Yeah.
So, Joel, if we're concerned about high-density areas, what should we look for? What kinds of advantages or what kinds of features or what considerations should we have if we're looking for that ultimate plan B?
Well, first of all, you have to map out a proper exit route. And Katrina is a very good lesson here. You don't get on the freeways. Freeways are like moats. They got barriers on either side. You can't drive off of them. You can't. Once you're on it, you're on a highway going to nowhere, and if it's stuck, you're stuck. In addition, when you look at it, and I talk about this in a special section in my book, Strategic Relocation, you can map out on Google Maps where the freeways, these beltways that go around cities, those are also like barriers. Because you
Wait, hold that thought, Joel. We're going into a break, and we'll finish up with JoelSkousen.com. JoelSkousen.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take when you go to the
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I just want to mention that I have in my hands Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places by Joel Skousen, S-K-O-U-S-E-N. If you want to get to his website, there's a link on our website, but you can also go to Joel Skousen, J-O-E-L-S-K-O-U-S-E-N.com. And Joel, I've got your book in my hands right here in the studio, and I'm looking at page 218, and I've highlighted some interesting facts, and this is about Missouri, and you have this information for every state, plus more detailed information, but you talk about the population density, the cost of living index, private land availability, whether you require building permits or not in those states, land and urban planning, food production, health, environment, traffic, politics, taxes, corruption, crime, personal liberty, gun liberty, alternative medicine, homeschooling, military targets, and nuclear power plants, to just name some of the highlights. And in Missouri, you say that the cost of living index is low, and it's so low in Missouri it makes it the fifth least expensive state. So there's a wealth of information in this book, and what I'm saying is if someone is considering moving, relocating, plan B, you consider getting this book, Strategic Relocation. So Joel, for plan B, what are the considerations that we've got a couple minutes left? What are your highlights for
Well, you plan know, B? Jim Rawls, who I really respect, you know, he has basically parts of five states up in the Northwest that, you know, is really the only survivable place. I really feel that most people have to stay, you know, where they have a job and where they have family and other things, but can't relocate across the country. And so, as you pointed out, I take every state, even states that are rated zero, and I give each state a rating from one to five. Mm-hmm. And even zero-rated states, I try to find places who can, for people who can't live, can't leave, that can provide some safety. And so the important criteria is, one, in an urban area, you get to the periphery of that, you map out your escape routes, taking real care to make sure you don't get trapped by a beltway. The key, as I point out in my book, on not getting trapped by a circular beltway around the, which is like a moat, is that you find on Google Maps where roads cross that freeway where there's not an exit or an on-ramp, meaning overpasses or underpasses under that beltway that gets you out of that beltway area without an on-ramp, because on-ramps are...
Did we lose Joel Skousen? Okay.
You know, one of the things that, Vincent, that I think that having Joel's book, I personally have his book as well, and I chose one of my locations based on his book, which is a wealth of information. And I personally have chosen a place, and one of the things that I did that exact same thing is chose a route that I could get from where I currently live now to my place based on that kind of information. And I... You know, one thing, I picked up a step side, one of them step side like bread vans, mm-hmm. that has like a 4-cylinder Cummins that's not electronically controlled and mm-hmm. stick shift. Because mm-hmm. I feel that's important too, to be able to have that transportation to get out to the place that you choose.
Okay, we've got Joel back.
Yeah, I'm back. I just lost the call. I'm on a cell phone traveling. So the most important thing, Vince, after you know, map out an escape route, is you want to make sure you watch where the flows of refugees are going to flow out of a city. And I talk about this in strategic. I show maps and I show descriptions of every major urban area in every state. And I give a scenario of where I think the major flows are going to be and where the areas are safest around every urban area that you can get out of those flows. And then there are specific criteria, Vince, which are the most important at all. You know, These general rules, like you got to be 5 miles from a freeway, or you got to be 20 miles from this, or 200 miles from the city, just don't work. What really works is to understand how to make sure you pick a property that's relatively invisible from all the major and minor secondary roads. Don't build on a hilltop where everybody can see you miles away. You want to be down a lane that you can't see from a secondary road, and then maybe a driveway off that lane so that there are trees and forestation around you that keep people from seeing your property so that you can grow in privacy. That's worth a lot more than any philosophy about so many miles away from threat areas. You can be 5 miles away from a threat area, be right there visible next to a county highway, and you're unsafe.
Joel, we're out of time, flat out of time. We'll have you back again and again. JoelSkousen.com, JoelSkousen.com.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to myfarminabox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's myfarminabox.com or 855-918-3663.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.